Hi, I'm Martin Vanderlaan from Genentech. I'm the lead author on the paper Hamster Phospholipase B-like 2, a host cell protein impurity in CHO-derived therapeutic monoclonal antibodies. In this paper, we report the identification of Hamster PLBL2, a protein host cell impurity that comes from CHO cells. This particular protein has been identified in several of our therapeutic monoclonal antibodies in development, although thankfully not in any of our commercial mAb products. It has also been found in mAbs in development at other Roche sites and in mAbs in-licensed from other companies. So we think of this as a platform impurity that has the potential to be present across the industry platform of CHO-derived monoclonal antibodies. This paper discusses the identification of the impurity using a combination of purifying PLBL2 away from the product, followed by LC-MS. Both PLBL2-specific quantitative immunoassays and an LC-MS assay were developed. A screen of antibody products in development showed that even in cases where the overall CHOP levels were very low, something like 1 to 2 nanograms per mg, often PLBL2 was present at the same level. In other words, PLBL2 might be the only CHOP species present. It certainly is the predominant CHOP species present in what are otherwise relatively clean products. We evaluated several platform CHOP immunoassays for their ability to detect PLBL2. In our standard in-house assay, it is detected, but manifests itself as a nonlinear dilution of the samples. We interpret this as evidence of antigen excess, a phenomenon that has been described for multi-analyte assays, such as host cell proteins ELISAs. In fact, this nonlinear dilution behavior triggered our initial investigation. Some other anti-CHOP assays did not detect PLBL2 at all, and thus it is possible that companies are using CHOP ELISAs that do not detect this impurity and are missing a potentially frequently found impurity. We have now implemented screening of all products from the earliest entry into development. Purification methods have been implemented that reduce PLBL2 levels to at or below 1 nanogram per mg in the final drug product. So with the right monitoring method, it's possible to develop processes that clean up this impurity, but it is certainly by no means obvious that other companies are doing that if they're using host cell protein assays that miss this particular impurity. So this is an important impurity for people to be aware of and to take into consideration as they proceed developing monoclonal antibody therapeutics. Thank you.